Blog Talk Radio.
Of New York City and Sister Avia of New York City, who presents these study sessions for you. And we're back to share with you the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We're getting to another study. You call it Numbers, but the actual name is Bet Midah. Bet Midah, which means in the wilderness, our time in the wilderness, after leaving captivity in Mitzrayim, which you call, some of you, Egypt. And how we, and what we did there, and how we disappointed Yah there, and we had to stay a little bit longer because we were not obedient to Yah. We were fearful. Yah don't need people full of fear and anxiety. When you're dealing with Yah, you have to be straight up front. You got to do what you told. You can't have any trepidation when it comes to Yah. And it can hurt you. And certainly it hurt our ancient ones, fear and trepidation. You'll find out. But I want to say something before I introduce Brother Cartrell. I was watching the news earlier today, and they had Cedar Sinai. You know, that's in New York. They was talking about our sisters, how they treated poorly I call it tacky, trashy, and terroristic. And sometimes, all three given the circumstances, how they're treated shabbily. This woman told her she was going into labor. She was hurting and in excruciating pain, her husband said. You know, they kept calling the doctor, I suspect, out of Cedar Sinai. And they simply ignored her. Tacky. And it goes to expect from our enemies the treatment of tackiness. Don't expect anything more. And she was going through excruciating pain for 10 hours. Come to find out the sister was hemorrhaging, bleeding inside. You know the end of the story. So when I say in every aspect of our lives, every aspect that they have control of our lives, food, labor, politics, sex, they'll turn you gay, anything, they will turn it against you. They will weaponize sex against you. They will weaponize your health care against you. They will weaponize your education against you. They will weaponize labor against you. They will weaponize politics against you. As I said, every aspect of our lives. As a matter of fact, I was a privy to that same tackiness. I called the Ford company that I had taken my truck to get repairs, which amounted to about $2,800. Chump change. And so the young lady called me this morning. She tells me, well, the service manager wants you to put a deposit. I say, hey, ma'am, let me tell you something. I ain't know nowhere in 66 years where nobody got to put a deposit down for repair, okay? And I said, I don't appreciate the innuendo, and I'm insulted by it. Guess what? Didn't change nothing. But that being said, they won't get my business anymore. Only thing you can do with these kind of folk is do you. Because they ain't about to change. Because I know, I suspect, and I have a great reason to suspect. When she told him how old my vehicle was, what color I was, it was a foregone conclusion. Oh, the nigga ain't going to come get his vehicle. It ain't worth that much. Tell him put a deposit. That's what they said. I suspect they said, come on now. I said this, and I said with complete sincerity, they treat us tacky, trashy, and are terroristic. And sometimes all three, given a set of circumstances. So if you're putting your hope and confidence in this system of the enemies who hate your guts, that's on you. I know this code. You know why I know this code? You know why I know what time it is, which way is up, what's happening? Because I studied the word of Yah. Yah said, don't put your trust in no man, certainly not your enemies. Yom Suf, don't do that. Now, if you're looking for something in this Western Hemisphere coming from your enemies, you're looking the wrong places. The Most High said, look to the mountain from whence cometh your help. Look to Yah. Look to the east. Look to each other. Because we have been socially engineered and conditioned, we can't stand each other good. And when we do get together for the wrong reason, I guarantee you, it's going to be some blue and white lights and some yellow fluttering tapes. You know why? Because we don't look to Yah. You know why? Because we don't love each other as we love ourselves. And most importantly, we don't love Yah. And Yah said, which Cartwheel does, which Sister Abiyah does, love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Yah says, love your brothers and sisters as yourself. You can't get no more crystal clear than that. Stop running to your enemies for love and solutions. What you're going to get from your enemy is to be expected. Tacky, trashy, and terroristic. and sometimes all three together, given a set of circumstances. And that is the pertinent reason, one of the pertinent reasons why we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is one of the pertinent reasons why we learn how to treat each other. Because it's essential to your relationship with Yah, and it's essential to your relationship in rebuilding this nation. Praise Yah, and bless his holy name. So without further ado, I don't know if Sister Abia is going to speak today. If she speaks today, she know how to hit the number one on her phone. I'm going to bring it on. If not, she just going to stutter right along with us. And Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Yasufari. Shalom, shalom. And Most High bless you. You and your family. All praise to the Holy One Israel, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, sir.
All praise to God.
Set a mouthful, man.
I certainly do, my brother, but I ain't lying.
Mm-hmm. Just got to find some others in the hood to fix your ride up.
Exactly. They full of crap, Cartrell. I don't trust them anyway. I prayed to y'all. I said, this last time you're going to get my business. You better believe it to myself. I ain't going to tell them. They're going to find out. I ain't got time for nonsense,
well, when you take your truck out of there, y'all, make sure your brakes work, all right?
You better believe it. That way I ain't saying nothing to them sassy. That way I ain't saying, you ain't getting my business. See, a fool tell all he know. A wise man holds something back for later. Now, when I get my vehicle and it's safe, I'm going to call back up there. You won't get my business no more. Okay. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Yeah, my prayers goes out to our sister and her husband. Right. I don't know the whole story. I don't know if she survived, but I'm sure a lot of our sisters have that same type story.
They do. She didn't survive, my brother, unfortunately.
That's so sad. But that's on them doctors' head.
Yeah.
They're supposed to perform their duties without respect of, the ability to pay or whatever. They take they call it Hippocratic Oath. So they think our sisters are super women. They're
right.
Supposed to be able to endure pain and
right.
They never really diagnosed that there's something seriously wrong with them. But
exactly.
That's why we have to have our own. God bless the child that has his own.
You better believe it, brother. You better believe it. Praise Yah, Cartrell. We got to have our
praise
own. We got to have our own. Cartrell, you said a mouthful right there. We got to have our own, praise Yah, our own midwives, like we used to have, praise Yah.
Mm-hmm. And our own doctors. You got some doctors out there. I don't know if they work in the best interest of our people. Are they out there for the money or out there for the money?
Exactly. And if they're just out there for the money, they just as bad as our enemies. Truth be told. Thank you, Cartrell.
All praise.
Cartrell, fellow students, let's get into our studies. The first chapter of Bemidbar, which means in the wilderness. It was a census taken not of the whole of Israel, but of the fighting men of fighting status. We don't take whole census. This is for the fighting men. And Yah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Madaran, saying, take a census of all the congregation of children of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, and those individuals you take a census, every male individual, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies, and with you there shall be a man from each tribe, each of the head of his father's house, specific designation. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you from Reuben, the tribe of Reuben. Elizur, the son of Shedeur, from the tribe of Simeon. Chief Lumio, the son of Sherish Shaddai, from the tribe of Judah. Nashon, the son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Issachar. Nethaneel, the son of Zur, from the tribe of Zebulun. Elab, the son of Helon, from the son of Joseph, from Ephraim. Elisama, the son of Hemlehud, from the tribe of Manasseh. Gamaliel, the son of Paduzu, from the tribe of Benjamin. Ebadon, the son of Gideonah, from the tribe of Dan. Ahizur, the son of Amishaddai, from the tribe of Asher. Pilgil, son of Okron, from the tribe of Gad. Elisaph, the son of Duel, from the tribe of Naphtali. Ahura, the son of Enan. These were chosen from the congregation leaders of their fathers' tribes, heads of the divisions, army divisions in Israel. When Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, they assembled the congregation together on the first day of the second month. They recited their ancestry by family, by their father's houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above. Each one individually, they call them out individually. As Yah commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest son, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribes of Reuben were 46,500. War ready. From the children of Simeon, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, of those who were numbered according to the number of names, each male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, war ready. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Simeon was 59,300. From the children of God, the tribe of God, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, war ready. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Gad was 45,650. From the children of Judah, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Yehuda was 74,600. From the tribe, the children of Issachar, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Issachar was 54,400. From the tribe of Zebulun, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Zebulun was 57,400. From the tribe of Joseph, the children of Ephraim, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Ephraim was 40,500. From the children, the tribe of Manasseh, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the children of Manasseh was 32,200. From the baby tribe, Benjamin, the smallest tribe, Their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Benjamin was 35,400. From the tribe, the children of Dan. Their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Dan was 62,700. From the children of Asher, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Asher was 41,500. From the children of the tribe of Naphtali, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribes, the children of Naphtali, was 53,400. These are the ones who were numbered. These are the ones who were taken a census of, whom Moses and Aaron numbered, were the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's house, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel, all who were numbered was 635,350. So just imagine just the fighting men. We had a lot of people. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe. For Yah had spoken to Moses, saying, only the tribe of Levi shall not number, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishing, over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle, all its furnishing. They shall attend to it, camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forth, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, everyone by his own camp, his own tribe, everyone by his own standard, his own flag, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath. Everybody know their spot. That there be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. You need to be in your spot. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that Yah commanded Moses, so they did. Praise God. They started out right, Katria. Let's see, my brother, where they end up right. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, my brother, you have any comments in our commentaries?
He pretty much broke it down like he's 4 years old. It's pretty simple, self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
But what this actually is the draft, right?
It's the draft.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the roll call. In the draft, then you have the roll call.
Exactly.
Where you had to announce who they was, who their father's house was, and you only had 12 princes. My book
right.
says
12 princes. You're right, Katrina. 12
These
princes.
Are those who are called to the congregation, the princes of their tribes, of their father's houses. So how many princes we got now? Everybody's a prince.
Well, so they think. So they think.
There was only 12 princes, one for every
right.
tribe.
Well, so they think, Katrina. So they think. You can't make yourself a
prince. And we see.
You can't make yourself one, but I guess things have changed. It ain't changed much as far as y'all's concerned. But people are doing things they ain't got no business doing. Let's just say that, Katrina.
Yeah, that's true. How could you be a prince of a tribe when you don't even know a tribe you come from?
Yeah. You don't even know what Gad at. You don't know what Reuben at. You don't know what Yehuda at. You don't know nothing, but you a prince of something. Okay. All right.
And do the tribe know you? If you're a prince of a tribe, do the tribe know you?
I suspect they would know you. But if they don't know you, what are you a tribe of? Wishful thinking? I'm a travel wishful thinking. Yeah, that's about it, country. Truth be told.
Well, we see that there's an order. There's an order. You said they can't. Exactly. They had to camp with your tribe. If you're from Benjamin, you better not be wandering around in Dan. Dan, you better not be wandering around in Judah.
Exactly.
So everybody,
right, and that'll put away rap, like y'all said. You don't vote, if you don't vote to be in that spot, what you over there for? You ain't no Benjamin. You Yehuda. What you doing over there? Okay. All right. Thank you, Cottrell. My dear brother and friend, we're about to proceed to the last segment of study. And if we, if the students will, turn with us to Psalms 86, which is one and the same. And it reads, I will announce for Cottrell, and he'll take over the chalkboard, prayer for mercy with meditation on the excellency of Yah. Prayer for mercy, comma, with meditation on the excellency, you're focusing, you're meditating on the excellency of Yah. And this is a prayer of one of my favorite gentlemen, our favorite king, King David.
All praises to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you for our great king, King David. And we see what his meditation is all about. See what he was thinking about. Get a chance to peer into his mind, into his heart, into his thoughts. And it's always pretty much focused on the Most High. All praises. Psalms 86. Hear Yah and answer me. For I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul. For I am godly. You, my Elohim. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, Yah, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to the soul of your servant. You can see that King David was very much focused on his soul, and he ain't just talking about living life regularly. For you, Yah, are good and ready to forgive. Abundant in loving kindness to all those who call on you. Hear, Yah, my prayer. Listen to the voice of my petition. In the day of my trouble, I will call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, Yah, nor any deeds like your deeds. All nations you have made will come and worship before you, Yah. They shall glorify your name, for you are great and do marvelous, wondrous things. You are Elohim alone. Teach me your way, Yah. I will walk in your truth. My heart undivided to fear your name. I will praise you, Yah, my Elohim, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forevermore. For your loving kindness is great towards me. You have delivered my soul from the lowest keyhole. Elohim, the proud have risen against me. A company of violent men have sought after my soul. How many times has he mentioned his soul in the song that he's singing, in his prayer that he's praying for? David is very much concerned about the preservation of his soul. And they did not hold regard for you before them. But you, Yah, are a merciful and gracious Elohim, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the son of your servant. Show me a sign of your goodness, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Yah, have helped me and comforted me. Serious meditation. How many of us meditate like that on the Creator, who is our Creator, our Father, our King? We should all meditate on our Creator, our Father, our King, as much as King David did. And if you don't know how to, you should meditate on this song to show you how close he was to the Most High. This is almost like a love letter that a man would write to somebody that loves. But it's to a greater love, and Yah is the greater love. because he could do more for you than anybody that you love. Matter of fact, one that you love, he probably created him. Not probably, but he did. So we give thanks for the Most High, because he's good. Ready to forgive, abundant in loving kindness to all of those who call upon him. So we must call upon Yah and no other. And we don't have to pray in the name of nobody else. We don't see King David didn't end his prayer in the name of anybody, like we tend to do today. All praises. Hallelujah.
All praises. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Well, Cottrell, thank you very much, my brother, for that in-depth study. You don't have to expound upon. It's quite simple. And one simply must apply oneself to these truths and let it become an innate part of your nature. Instead of trusting in man, Yah said, don't trust man. And I know, put your confidence in men. Put your confidence in Yah and Yah only. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katra, any closing remarks and comments, my friend?
I just said that King David set a high mark. With that, we meditate as much or as deep as King David, our king, did on what the Most High means to us and what we mean to him. So we can learn a lot from our king, King David. And if you haven't learned anything, you need to go back over this song. These songs are meant to be remembered and to be applied. So we love y'all. May the Most High bless and be with y'all. Increase your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Open up your heart to join us to repent before Yah September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Visit the website, yahwillgather.us, and register yourself to be in the mix, because we need Yah more now more than ever. All praise.
All praise. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much, students. Thank you very much, Sister Abby. I was sitting along with us and studying the Most High Word. If you want to be in the circle of peace, and if you want to be in that circle of peace, it ain't free. It takes humility. It takes accepting correction. It takes obedience. And it takes application to Yah's word. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We love y'all. Stand in the circle of peace. Stand with Yah. Shalom and good night.
So you